Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Welcome to Intel on AI podcast. I'm your host, Emily Hudson. Today, we are recording live from the Intel AI Summit in San Francisco. Our guest today is Ray Pang, the head of technology enablement at Supermicro. Welcome, Ray.
Oh, thank you.
So, Ray, Intel and Supermicro have a long history of working together, and I understand that continues to this day with your work together in the AI space. Can you tell us a little bit about that history?
Supermicro is a global leader in enterprise computing, storage, and networking solutions. Founded and headquartered in the Bay Area, we have been around for 26 years. So our collaboration with Intel goes all the way back since the inception of the company. We collaborate, again, across the board, from the Atom through Xeon D to the Xeon scalable processors to the newer ASICs that Intel are developing. We are big on Intel technology. We intend to continue that tradition.
Excellent. Supermicro is more than just a hardware provider. I understand that you are providing solutions to customers.
Absolutely. First of all, we are big on green computing. We have a unique architecture we call resource savings architecture that allows us to reuse some of the components in the server system. This is important because if you think about the AI compute need, it has doubled every 3 and 4 months over the past 7 years. Again, the study is done last year comparing, let's say, the compute need in 2012 when we have AlexNet, the cutting-edge AI model. To today's AlphaGo Zero, the compute need has increased 300,000 times.
It's incredible.
It is incredible, right? If you compare with the Moore's Law, during the same period, the Moore's Law only advanced about 7 times. So we can argue, you know, whether the 300,000 increase is sustainable or it's the right number. But I think it's fair to say the AI compute need has increased a lot over the past 7 years.
So how are you working to meet those needs?
If you look at the server technology, there's different subsystems. There's a power, there's a cooling that has a longer life cycle. There's the enclosure, there's the cables, there's storage, there's networking, also have longer life cycle. But if you look at the compute and memory, it has faster innovation. Every 2 years, 3 years, you have much better compute come out. So in the past, people have basically upgrading the entire system every 2, 3, 4 years, right? So Supermicro think there's a much better way of doing that. Basically, our resource-saving architecture allows us to upgrade just the compute and the memory and leaving the rest of the subsystems in place. This actually reduces the IT waste.
Absolutely, and I would imagine it would cut costs as well.
Oh, that's a great point. You know, it reduces the TCO, the acquisition cost. Again, it has a positive impact on the environment.
And speaking of acquisition cost, for your customers that are trying to get into AI or are already on their AI journey, it seems that resources are a concern due to this expanding compute need. How do they afford to get to where they need to be with AI?
That's an industry-wide problem, right? That's why we need the innovation on the hardware side as well as on the software side. Again, going back to the compute need doubles every 3.4 months, we have to find innovation on the hardware side, on the software side, and also collaboration between the hardware players and the software players. So from Supermicro standpoint, we innovate on the hardware. We basically design hardware that's energy efficient, has the right density, that has the right performance, while at the lowest cost for our customer. So that's kind of our strength.
Along with that hardware design, I'm imagining you're working with Intel from the ground up. You know, as we're designing new ASICs, you're designing the hardware that can bring them to customers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at the chip innovation, Intel has leading the way with the ASIC, with the Navarna training chip, as well as the Navarna inference chip. But those chip has much higher demand on the power consumption. But when you have these high TDP chips, and many of them in the same system, how do you cool them? Supply the power and take the heat out is a huge challenge. So those are the innovations that Supermicro bring to the table. Basically working closely with Intel and bring the most efficient system and solution together to our customer to enable the chip innovation, the software innovation that Intel has brought to the table and make them consumable by our customers.
So Ray, I understand that Supermicro has developed an AI machine learning ready platform. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
That's right. So we have been supplying ready to deploy system for different workloads for a very long time. So AI is just a new workload. At the end of the day, they translate into storage requirements, translate into computer requirements, translate into networking requirements. We have optimized the system for storage. We have been doing the NVMe-based storage 5-6 years ago when I was a customer, right? I was so impressed that I decided to join the company. On the compute side, we have different, you know, high-performance, high-efficiency server systems that allows our customer to meet their AI compute need. On the networking side, we also have lots of flexibility, as customer can have different type of networking options and combine them into a perfect configuration for their AI training need. So as far as ready-to-deploy system, we have reference architecture that basically combines all the different software ingredients from different Linux flavors to the, you know, whether it's VM or containers, whether what kind of orchestration software, and also different frameworks, and test it on our hardware, make sure they are optimized, they provide the best performance, and it works. So we have quite a few those ready-to-deploy systems.
Yes, and I understand you're even using some of our Intel AI libraries in those as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Intel, again, has done lots of innovation on the Intel scalable processors since the AVX 512. Now we have the DL Boost. There's lots of innovation on the Intel CPUs that we have been integrating into our system. We're working closely with Intel on this initiative, make sure the latest Intel innovation and the software recipes are tested on our platform that we can make available to our customers.
So Ray, we've talked a lot about AI in the data center and the compute needs there, but AI is more than just in the data center, it's also at the edge. How are you working to enable those kinds of workloads?
Yeah, so AI and 5G is really coming together, especially at the edge. They are intertwined and becoming kind of two sides of the same coin. That if you look at the AI phases, if you will, right? So the training phases typically is done at the data center. But when you're trying to apply the final model, it typically happens at the edge. But at the edge, you have a totally different requirements, especially for the compute platform. Different density, different power profile, different thermal requirements at the edge. That's very different from data center. Supermicro has a very broad product portfolio for edge computing, for IoT, for 5G. That we also working closely with Intel, make sure we have the best platform for those 5G deployments.
Fantastic. You know, I was just thinking about what you said earlier about AI being just another workload, which I think is an interesting perspective. You're demystifying it a little bit, right? It's not some sort of scary out there thing. It's just another workload to help companies get their work done. Now, you're an industry veteran. Where do you see us in this AI journey? Where's AI going?
So AI is still nascent. There's lots of innovation still need to be done from the algorithm, from the models, on the software side, the libraries, like what Intel is doing, and also on the hardware. Supermicro is a leading hardware company. Our innovation is going to focus on the hardware side. So from our customer experience, we have noticed that AI has started with a few accelerators to dozens of accelerators. You know, nowadays, you're talking about hundreds or thousands of accelerators, hundreds of systems in a training cluster. We think that trend will continue. So from an innovation standpoint, I mentioned a little bit earlier that resource savings architecture. The fundamental idea is to disaggregate the different subsystems with different life cycle and different innovation cycles in order to more efficiently use those resources and also allow faster innovation. So there's another trend that's going on in the hardware innovation space, which is to disaggregate the compute into a compute pool, the accelerator into an accelerator pool, the storage into a storage pool. This way you can innovate at a different pace for the different technology, different subsystems. So there's lots of innovation there we are looking into in order to make AI more efficient for our customer. So again, there's lots of innovation to be done in this space. We just got started in this.
On a personal side, what sort of possibilities that are enabled by AI are most exciting to you? Is it self-driving cars? Is it advances in medical health? What do you look forward to?
Yeah, personally, I mean, every day when I drive to work, when I have a long drive, that's why I have lots of time to think. I think healthcare is really the area that AI can make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. You know, we all used to the healthcare, you know, you get in second opinion because you don't trust your first opinion from your doctor. I think with AI, we can really solve that problem. because AI can look at all the different cases, all the different history, all the different patient data, and give you the best answer that saves life and make people live a happier life, healthier life, and reduce costs, right? I think AI with healthcare is going to be a huge potential.
I totally agree. For listeners that want to find out more about Supermicro and your AI solutions, where should they go on the web?
Supermicro.com. That's a one-stop shop for all information about Supermicro.
Excellent. Well, Ray, it's been so nice to talk to you today. I really enjoyed our conversation. Thanks. I hope you have a great day today at the Intel AI Summit. And thanks you all for listening to Intel on AI.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.